Ksubas perkud beis mishnalav. Hanoise is a yishol posko imoy kadesh yozun es bito chomishtonim. He was mechayim himself with a kinyan hamayelis. The Rav says it was with the shtarn, with a kinyan. Or he said to Edim, atameda, which means like this. Let's discuss. A person is being mechayiv himself over here to something which he doesn't owe strictly api halacha. He's mechayiv himself to a woman that he's going to support her daughter for 5 years. How do you create on yourself a personal chiv? If a person owes money, so I understand, he borrowed money, so now he owes $100. Can a person create on himself, can he create indebtedness? Could he turn himself into a bal chayiv? The answer is yes. What it'll need is either a shtar or a kinyan sudar. He has to shaf on himself a chalais kinyan that he becomes a mechuyiv. There's another kinyan also. There's kinyan over here where he says in front of Edim, Atem Edai, that I'm mechayiv myself. There's hoidos baldin. That hoidos baldin is not just evidence that can be produced in Bezdin, but it creates in and of itself a kinyan. We call this kinyan udisa. When a person is moided to something in a formal way, what he's doing is he's creating the chiv with dos alein that he was moided. By making a formal declaration that he owes somebody else $100, he's creating that reality. So now he becomes mechayiv $100. So here he was mechayiv himself to a woman that he's marrying, that he's going to be mezin bitochom eshonim. Now, of course, the question is, why does he have to be mechayiv himself separately? Stam, he's marrying a woman. There's a din of takonas bonus. The Teretz says that the din of takonas bonus that we had as a tenai haksuba is only when they're children from him. He's not mechuyif to support her children from a different marriage. Unless she was miskadeshes al menas, that he was mechayiv himself, he made a king. So now, about it's called. The chomishanim is lavdafka. It could be 7, 10, 20, whatever it is. By the way, what does it mean that he's going to be mezin his daughter 5 years? Does that mean he's just going to buy her food, clothing, tuition? The answer is hakol lefi the umdin of what people mean. Supporting a daughter, whatever is considered basic support. Like go to lahavdil if they decide how much is child payments. Basic support of a child. So that's the halacha over here. Now, what's mavur in the Gemara and Daf Kuvbeis over here, these sugars is an important yesod, that really the Mishnah doesn't mention a kinyan. If he's noisy, it's a ishu poske ima kidei yozun, he's mechuyv or any other financial tanai that a mechutin makes up with a son-in-law from both ends. Whatever financial obligations there are, b'shas to kedushin is chal. This is what the Gemara calls most things in order to be created, most chayvis, most kinyonim, need a ma'aser kinyan. Over here, hayosis b'shas kedushin, heinin advar haniknim b'amira, the niknim b'amira. Some of the achrenim bring a rai from here that bets them all ma'aser kinyonim are just about gemiras das, and over here b'shas people get married. There's more of a gemiras das, there's more of a schaibus, there's more of a willingness, there's more of a wantingness. So really, you don't need a ma'aser kinyan. Nope. That's only if you say that Maisa Kinyon and Batsim are just a Hechatimtsa. But if you say that a Maisa Kinyon is a real Mitzius, the Maisa Kinyon creates the transfer of ownership. So what you have to say over here is that this itself, when Mechutanim agreed to a Shidduch, is a transfer of ownership because there's a joining, a binding of two families. So Mimela Bishas, that Kinyon, is created, Bishas HaKedushin, that's called, it goes together with the Kedushin. And the Gemara says it comes from Yerushalmi that it's only when it's a first chasna. First chasna, things are smooth and there's an excitement, there's an anticipation. So that becomes part of the kedushin, is the financial hischayuvios between the two sides. Kolshkein, if it's between the chas and the kal themselves, normally these things are between the mechutanim. Nises la'acher, let's say in those 5 years, he divorced his wife. Maybe his chayvus, the hishtabdus that he gave to his wife, was only al smach because they're going to be married 5 years. Most people get married planning on staying married. So if it's nisus la'ach, if she gets married to posko imoy, kidei she yozen oises bito chom yishonim, the first husband that now divorced is already mechuyv to support his daughter for 5 years. Now he's shtel zavek, the same thing with the second husband. Both of them are mechuyv. Says the Mishnah, chayv lozayin chomishon, they'll both be mechuyv. Erechanan, she has double panasa. Lo yoymar horishon. the first husband can't patter himself by saying, L'kishetove etzli azuno, where was I mechayiv myself? I was mechayiv myself. The mother's living by me if she's married to me. But let's say she's no longer living with her. He was megayrish her. So now, the din that he was mechayiv himself, the financial obligation he took on, is independent of the marriage. The chiv is a chiv, and she takes the money. It has to be put in her bank account, and she takes it. L'mokamimo. The two of them, the first husband, the second husband, maybe they could be in cahoots. Never heard of two people cooperating when one used to be the husband of this woman that now the second one's married to. But let's say they got together and they say, okay, you know, let's do 50-50. No time. El echad zono, ve'echad noisen lo dmei mezoinos. Mezoinos, you don't have to hand cash. If, like you said before, that would be the time. I'm not going to give her cash. I'll feed her whatever's in the house. I'll take care of her. There's clothing around. There's material around. There's food around. So over here, two people don't have to hand her cash. Mizoinis means she has to be supported. But one of them is going to be the cash value because there's no point in giving her food times two. So over here, it's going to be Echad Zona ve'Echad Noisin Lo Dmei Mizoinis. And one will give her money. Mishnah Beis, Niseis, let's say she does get married. Maybe you'll say that when she gets married, her husband married her, the daughter that is, almenas, or it understood that she doesn't need to be supported by the husband because she has support from her stepfather, from her mother's husband, her father, whoever it was that was Mishav, it was her father or it was her step-husband, her stepfather. Either way, that's not the din. Habal noisel mezonos, because that's his chiv to give mezonos. Vehei noisel dmei mezonos. That chiv blives intact. It's really a hemshich of the Mishnah before, that the chiv remains intact. It doesn't make a difference what the circumstances are. Mesu. Picture the scenario: somebody dies. He had been mishabed himself. He had a family. Then he married his second marriage. He married a woman. She was only maskim to marry him if he was mechayiv himself as a separatist chayivus to support her daughter. He's not mechayiv midine ksuba, not mechayiv, not lachamoisei. But he was mechayiv himself. He's a bal chayiv to this woman's daughter, which is the din that we've been discussing. He dies. His children, b'noiseim, nizoynis minichosim b'nei charin. His children, the children that he had with this wife, his children from his first marriage, and the children that he had together with this wife, with his second wife, are only nizim nechos minecharin. Bonois are only nizim from nechos minecharin. They can't be grabbed from lekuchos. Vihi, the one that he was mechayiv himself, he's a regular balchayiv. So she is nizim nechos minecharin mishubadim. She has a mila over them. The halacha is that we don't support yasmi, not bonim and not bonois, from mishubadim, but she's a regular balchayiv. Like the Mishnah says, Neshi Gibalas Choyf. Hapikchim Hayu Koisvim. Those that anticipated all the different scenarios over here, when they wrote out this type of agreement, somebody marrying a woman, she has a daughter, and he wants to be Mechayiv himself to Mizaynis, the way they would write it, Almanas She'ozun Ez Bitech, Kold Chomesh Shonim, Kol Zman She'at Imi. They would write out that the Chiyuv is not a no-holds-barred Chiyuv, it's a Chiyuv when he's married to her. And that would be a tenai in the chiv itself.